it's Flo, and this is my impression of a politician. I believe in the people, and their cars, and Progressive, and the fact that you, yes, you can plug in Snapshot to save even more money for being a good driver. I also believe in Sasquatch, but more as a joke, but also kinda seriously.
Safe drivers save with Snapshot from Progressive.
I approve of this message, and Sasquatch, if you are real, you can totally be my running mate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Snapshot not available in all states.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, along with Jamie.
Or Red Hood.
Or Red Hood, sorry.
Yes. Yeah, and Johnny.
I thought he was Red Hood.
He is Red Hood. She's flipped. He is Red Hood. Of course, he's Red Hood. I have a Red Hood. I face Red Hoodity, and I don't face discrimination. So, ha.
Or wait, Red Hood. Maybe there's maybe it's like his secret identity. Maybe. Never know.
Nobody knows. That's a good
Nobody
thing about being
knows.
Nobody knows. Anyway. So tonight we tackle the mouse and why he only has four fingers. We don't know. Maybe he is. You know. We also, one of our correspondents is at six. She will return Wednesday. Christine will return Wednesday, hopefully.
Yeah.
And so... On Wednesday, we have part one of a several-part series about dictators and how they would respond to, a mental status test if they were today. Playing with history, folks. Playing with history.
Yes.
I mean, as for tonight, it's a 1- and 3-part series, which is going to be very funny, supposedly.
Yes.
Anyway, also, we have some stuff in the works we cannot tell you about, but just stay tuned for that. On with tonight, right? So, topics for tonight, Disney and disability and the mounting disability claims against Disney. Also, we have students who don't graduate along with an incident that happened on the beach. We'll get into that later. As well as the last thing about Bed Bath & Beyond coupons that never expire.
Yep.
So, yes, we heard your complaints, we read your posts, and now also about the fact that Disneyland, not Disney World, Disneyland.
No, they both are at fault. They both have their issues, and there's been some cases from Disney World too. So the mouse is being hit on both ends of the spectrum.
So what you're saying is the tail is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Pretty soon it'll be nil. You know, that's what you're saying, right?
It's kind of a thing that happens when.
Well, it's a thing that happens, but like, let's investigate more. Let's see. Back, what was it? 3 months ago, Allison, that we spoke about this. 3 to 6 months ago, around. I think so. We received word that disability claims have been mounting against Disney. And we know this. Why? Because
we
of the fact
see.
That...
We also have been there, too, some of us. So we could say...
Some of us, yeah. Some of us. Some of us have been there. Maybe in the last month, maybe in the last month and a half. But the case may be, the mounting case is that basically a whole mass of people were having trouble with the guest assistance card, which offers individuals with special needs and those that are traveling with them to skip in front of long lines at theme parks for rides and character access and, you know, stuff. And so the disability guest card remains a horrible device through which Disney creates the appearance of offering accommodation to autism families. However, what it really offers is almost nothing.
No.
The fact that it, and this is a, this said by their attorney, or the attorney representing the families, the DAS is completely contrary to establishing the scientific relating factor of persons with cognitive impairment and measures which should be taken into accommodation for their special needs. Obviously, you know, if you're going to have something like this, have it. Don't be like the person who says, oh, yeah, we're going to have it eventually. I know I should be eating my words with what I'm saying, but we promise what is coming is going to be fantastic. We do.
It takes time.
Anyway, it does take time, and we just don't want to, I'm not going to sound like a hypochondriac, but we just don't want to disappoint all our fans. We guarantee that it's going to be fantastic. However, back to this, is that, you know, if you're going to have a card that improves you with disability, the experience of it, have that.
Right.
You know, don't make it a challenge to get it. You know, many people face impairments, you know, such as ourselves, who represent people with disabilities, right? But most people, you know, around the world, you kind of get the sense of, you kind of get the sense that it's not wanted in Disney. You know, despite the fact that, you know, for the longest time, Mickey has been calling us Pow, and reverting to us as Pow. Hey, a Pow. Pow. You know, so does Goofy, which looks a little bit goofy. But they wouldn't know when, Allison, am I right, or Johnny, am I right in saying that they wouldn't know when and if what hit them?
I'm sure that they would end up having they wouldn't know how many people they are affecting.
Disney doesn't know is that how many people they are affecting. Those that have a brain and those that have recently had a lobotomy. And that's just not right. I mean, if the name of the game Disney World is to scam people, then I don't think that that's even remotely correct. Says the attorney, I agree with him. However, the 425-page complaint filed this week seeks damages for families with modifications to Disney's access policy. Disney vigorously defended its approach for accommodating people with disabilities, indicating that the court filing last year said that all guests with disabilities are provided a level of accommodation required by the law. Let's see here. Required by the law. Let's look at the law for 2 seconds, okay, shall we?
Yeah.
The law for people with disabilities, right? The Americans with Disabilities Act, right? The ADA.
Right.
Law. Right? That's what we're talking about. Right? The guide. That ensures equal opportunity for people with disabilities.
Right.
Okay. And this is in 2009. The Americans with Disabilities Act, they have all sorts of different acts, but the ADA, in terms of employment, it goes over employment, in terms of local activity, public transportation, this, that, and the other thing, public competitions, telecommunications act, fair housing act, this, that, and the other thing. Institutions, no. Rehabilitation Act, no. I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and it doesn't say, you know, it was signed into law, and it, in 1990.
Okay.
Right. Then, you know, facts about the, okay, if they're meaning, all right, let's tease this apart, shall we? Okay, if they're meaning an individual with a disability, right, Johnny, you're included in this, okay? So, an individual with a disability who has a physical or mental impairment that substantially limits them over one or more major life activities. Okay. Has a record of such impairment. Having such impairment. Making existing facilities used by people with disabilities accessibly readable and unusable by persons or usable by persons with disabilities. Job restructuring, modifying work schedules, reassigning to vacant positions. Last time I checked, that disabled person actually was in the last unit in the first place. So, you know, what the ADA covers, drug and alcohol abuse, medical records are confidential, medical exams and inquiries are confidential, small business tax credits are confidential, you know, and work opportunity tax and architectural and transportation deductions, okay? It does not say here anything about what they are doing. at all.
Does it not show what this in Disney has? There's people that have suffered from anxiety. So how are people? So Disney people may not want to go back to Disney if they have issues that Disney can't even allow a family member or family members to have access to. Have some sort of access to help the child or an adult for that matter.
Or the child that acts like the adult.
Yeah.
You know, how many times, yeah, make your dreams come true and all the hoopla that down that, okay, if it's just for entertainment, right, what the hell are you doing saying, oh, no, you're too short to go on the side. Oh, you're too short to go on the side. Oh, you're too stocky to go on the side. Oh, we will take your money. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the drug and alcohol abuse thing. Okay, last time I checked, Mickey, Minnie, Donald Duke, Goofy, Daisy Duck, Chip and Dale, they are probably most likely to get drunk. Last time I checked, they didn't. However, the case, let's just proceed with now with back to the case, okay? The case itself is from families that have, you know, saying that,
right.
You know, we believe once again that these claims are without merit.
Okay. Maybe there is a something right.
Let's take this out even further. All right. If they were without merit, you wouldn't have as many people
jumping on this big bandwagon.
You wouldn't be on this big bandwagon that looks like the Oregon Trail. You know, you wouldn't have a canister of bandwagon going, yes, I'm driving through the... Wait a second, what? I'm driving through the woods, and, yeah, it doesn't, you know, doesn't make
no.
sense.
No. Nope, it doesn't.
I mean, how do you, you know... Shall we bring in the Pinocchio defense? You know, which is, the Pinocchio defense, which is, I shall tell no lie, and you're telling a lie, and your tail or earlobes are being whacked off.
Because people will know, people will find out, and once people find out, that's the best thing ever.
I mean, it's not the best thing, but it's also not the thing that, you know, could you imagine the characters trying to defend themselves in court?
Oh, boy. That's all I have to say. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh boy. You know, I demand to get it hurt? No. I mean,
yeah,
you have a disability. The one that goes, hurt? You know.
And I recommend that those who feel that their kids have had issues or had any family trips to Disney, please go to contact Disney. Go onto their you could go onto any of their websites, any of their theme park sites. You could tell them about a past trip or about information that involves disabilities. by going to disneyworld.disneygo.com help and email /email.
Or if you belong to any research firms, you can go on other databases that will give you corporate information. I am telling you this lightly, folks. Use it. Don't abuse it.
And there's also a way of going
if you find if you find that
they could also contact corporate through going to the Disney site, any of the Disney sites. You got help, and then it goes to contact us, and you'll be there to find what you need. There is always a way. When there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, the other thing about it is that
let me go on to their site and actually see what they actually provide for disability. Let me read this out, quote unquote. Accommodating guests with disability. Disney has unwavering commitment to provide a welcoming and inclusion environment, an accessible experience for our guests. As a part of this commitment, the DAS, Disability Access Service, is a tool that is provided at Walt Disney World theme parks to enhance the services provided to our guests with disabilities. They do not say that if you have an invisible disability, it could be a little harder, like I've experienced, like I may mention. A guest who has a disability whose necessities to use a wheelchair or scooter does not need a DAS card. Depending on the attraction, guests will utilize a wheelchair or scooter will either wait and stand in a free and receive a return time comparable with the current wait time, which it could vary right to right. They don't tell you that either. Would you like me to go on and read this?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just forward this to you, Red Hood, because I'm sure you would love to get a and read this too. As well as you, Johnny. Your guys both should read this, because this is for people with disabilities. This could be considered. I understand that people took advantage of it, but don't disservice those who need this. And okay, Disability Access Services. DAS is intended for guests whose disability prevents them from waiting in a conventional queue environment. All guests are scheduled to return that time comparable to current queue wait time for given attraction. Once you return,
your schedule is planned out like a cruise ship.
Guests are free to enjoy other parks offerings such as meet and greets, grabbing a bite to eat, enjoying the entertainment, even visiting other attractions until their listed wait time, return time. Return times are valid until redeemed prior park closing. Guests can only have one one attraction at a time.
You only get one.
Yes. So if the wait time is in several hours and you have no fast passes,
well,
that tends to be a it's a bad thing. As soon as an expanding attraction time is redeemed, that's when you receive another one. Return time for the same or different attraction. This service can be used in addition to Disney Fast Pass. Oh, and wait, it gets better. Yes, the vital wait will accommodate our guests with disabilities. We recognize, however, that guests with disabilities have variations of needs. We will continue to provide individually with our guest-provided services. In unique situations, our guest relations staff will accommodate for people who are considering the DS doesn't meet their needs. Those who have disabilities will limit their duration of the park or limit their choice of rides. All accommodations will be made in person, on-site, guest relations. We are unable to accommodate our guests in advance.
You're like,
and that's only page one.
Wow. Holy
That's only page one. They don't tell you that. And then it goes on to tell about where you have to go for the guest services.
Where to get there.
Yeah. Disney just to tell you.
Is that only page one, right? Is that only page one of five, okay?
You'll think,
one
where
of five
go?
Pages. Let's go on to page two.
Think, where to
you
go?
Are here.
Make sure you come home before the lights come on.
Right.
Back. Oh, wait.
Right.
Assisting your
you
mother.
Are here. Where to go? Let's chat. Registration. Time to ride. Frequently asked questions. I love this. This is the part I love. This is the part where it gets interesting. No accommodations. Can I arrange to use DAS to form out of it? No. Accommodations will be determined on guest site relations. We're unable to provide accommodations in advance of a guest visit. What if I have more questions? Guests with additional questions should discuss them with guest relations.
And if they're adding a general number, like all businesses
Right. Then, it's like, guests under 18 must have a parent or guardian with permission to call. Do you have permission? No. Then, does a guest who has a disability based on necessary to use a wheelchair or a scooter need DAS? A guest whose disability is based on the necessary to use does not need a DAS. Obviously, you bastards can see this.
Yeah.
We're going for disabilities you can actually see. You wouldn't go to the, you wouldn't go in front of the Statue of Liberty with somebody in a wheelchair and ask them to climb 148 stairs.
Or more.
Would you? No, because that would be cool. That would be cool. But, you know, can I ride an attraction multiple times? So as soon as the guest finishes one attraction, they can return a second a time or another to do this in conjunction with Disney Fast Pass services. But see, most people don't really register with Fast Pass, so they don't get the option of using DAS. I mean, if you go, register with Fast Pass first, because then you'll actually get something, you know?
Yeah, or go, or make sure you have Fast Passes, but Fast Passes need to have more to help those with disabilities.
I mean,
and guess what?
If you're going through, no, but you're going through an incredible injustice.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Injustice, not injustice, injustice. For people who have disabilities, I mean,
yeah. They're
saying, oh, it's unsupported. Well, if it was unsupported, they wouldn't have documentation against you.
And be collecting money from the United States government, United States of America, and other in other groups.
Right. Why would you know what I mean?
Right.
Why would you make it so that people cannot get past the word go?
Right.
That does not make sense to me.
Right.
At all. When in the world does it ever make sense to not provide somebody with their stuff?
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't.
It does not. At all to me makes sense in terms of anything.
And this information comes right from Disney's mouth, which I'm sure if anyone out there feels the need to contact Disney in any way, there is a nice little post I'm writing. You can click right on that post. There's a link in it to find your way to the site and let it be known. Because this is a thing that no family has to go through at all. More and more people need to see that invisible disability. Need the same accommodations. To be met as well. It's very, very, it's difficult to have itself if no one wants to help. Because they're only contributing to a problem. Shall we move on?
Yes, I think we shall. You know.
I think, because I'm sure that Wednesday we will also bring this up when our other co-host is back on, because I'm sure she'll want to weigh in about this ever-growing case.
Yeah. I mean, the... the insanity about it is also that many, many, many people don't know this is, well, many people know that this is going on, but many people can't weigh in on it. However, also, going on. Nearly 40% of people do not graduate.
And this
well,
is a disability.
That remains to be seen. Okay, in my eyes. Why?
Same here.
Why? Because I did graduate.
Yeah.
As did I. I graduated high school.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah. The thing about me is that this thing remains to be seen. What they are basically saying in this is that the insanity of not graduating. Now, I assume that this means, you know, in New York City and around the country, just for the United States, you either will graduate with a local diploma, which earns you nothing at all, or a region's diploma, which earns you almost everything, or a standardized diploma, which is a regular diploma. That's just the history of it, folks. What I don't agree is with is you know, the reason why people are not graduating on time is because we don't let them, number one, and we don't think they're smart enough, number two.
Right.
I was in school, and I took the equivalent of standardized tests for regents. Which are called the Regency's Competency Tests, which are the ones that actually are the same things, except it's a process of elimination. Okay. When you take these tests, okay, especially the SAT that goes through the SAT as well, I struggled to get through mine, okay. I'll tell you, my SAT score was average. It was more based in English than it was in math. I have dyscalculia, so I'm not saying, I'm waving my white flag and coming out and saying I have dyscalculia. No, I have dyscalculia. So it's harder for me to do math stuff. Now,
right.
Nearly 40% of students with disabilities don't graduate. Well, A, you're talking about high schoolers, okay?
Right.
B, you are talking about, they're saying some 85 to 90% of kids with disabilities are estimated to be capable of completing requirements for college or high school diploma, yet 6 in 10 of these students graduated in 2013, and the most recent figures which are available. but haven't published. However, findings come from the analysis of the federal education data and in the annual Grad Nation report released on Tuesday, which provides predictions of the Alliance for Education Excellence and American Promises Alliance civic enterprises and graduates, everyone graduate center at Johns Hopkins University. Boy, how time flies, because Johns Hopkins University, well, let's just say that they're the best at what they do, but everyone doesn't graduate, and your center shouldn't be called Everyone Graduate Center.
Right.
Okay, if this is being published, with over the graduation rate of for people from American students is higher than ever, reaching an 81.4% in 2013. Keep in mind, 2013 is just over 2 years ago. Okay? A bit far-reaching. Now, while the progress in substantiating many areas of the country of the number of non-graduates remains disturbingly high for color students with low-income families and young people with disabilities, Mr. Powell wrote and his wife in a letter released in the report, which their group, American Promise Alliance, helped produce. Now, okay, you know, let's take this out and tease this out, okay? As I said before, and Holly Allison agreed with it, and Johnny agrees with this.
Yep. And I guess Red Hood, too.
Well, Red Hood, yeah, I agree with it, too. even though we, you know, there are misconceptions, because you might have ADHD. Yeah, you might have ADHD, but have anxiety. You might have Asperger's, but definitely have the anxiety, but produce wonderful work. If given time.
You think this autism slowed me down?
No.
I know you're trying to get deep, but no. It's pushing me to go forward. I can do this.
No, of course, we're not saying that.
You're saying
I mean,
get out of here. No, I'm kidding.
Well, yeah, but I'm not saying that. I mean, ADHD doesn't slow anybody down. In fact, it makes them a lot faster. So does with Asperger's. That's just the history of it. But you're talking about, you know, low-income families who cannot provide their children to go to private schools.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, on the other flip side, when you go to a public school, then it's a matter of how good the program is at the public school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. True.
Because the reinforcements are something that are staggering. Okay? They're staggering in terms of, you know, stuff that are stuff that is rather disconcerting, you know? How do you expect these people to graduate? Number one, you don't put them through the correct program, so, yeah, they're not going to graduate. Number two, if you don't put them through the right programs and give them the right things, like cognitive thinking abilities and the way to think for themselves instead of somebody else saying, oh, yeah, this is how we're going to feel, we're going to tell you how to feel, how to think, how to take a shit, whatever.
And then
you're not doing your job then.
Yeah. damn straight. You're right on that.
But if you have the right teachers, then you're doing something. But what they're saying is that the misconceptions and the low exceptions, as well as discipline disparities, like playing a role in lower graduation rates among people, the report said. It's not giving you exactly why these rates are dropping, though. It's not giving you the reason of why they're dropping. It's only giving you, you know, the percentage of 2013.
Right.
Percentage.
That doesn't help. That doesn't help.
Now, the report, okay, the report that they speak of, okay, let's just say 2020, okay, also they don't tell you the dropout rate, okay? They don't tell you the dropout rate and the national picture. Well, number one, the letter that Mr. Powell, or General Powell, and Mrs. Powell wrote. Okay. Well, let's examine that. All right?
Yes,
let's rip this apart. The ripping of apart of this, okay, high school graduates are rising across America. Good. The number of people, right, the number of people who graduate over the decade has increased significantly over the last decade. Great.
Awesome.
Awesome. Now. Awesome. Great. The effect to achieve a goal of 90% on-time graduation rate by 2020? Fantastic. Great plans are, the greatest gains are in graduations. Graduation rate have come across, obviously it's no shocker, African Americans and Hispanic students. And some state schools and school districts with large numbers of low-income students that have made good progress. Brilliant. But we need a stronger alarm. We are running out of time to close large and lingering gaps in the graduation rates. Well, yes, because we don't want to, you know, fall behind, God forbid, other countries. You know? God forbid. And then they said, as Robert D. Putnam documents in his recent book, Our Kids, The American Dreaming Crisis. Well, let's just say the American Dreaming Crisis is a very good movie name for a script adapted by Aaron Sorkin. We're giving you free press, Aaron Sorkin. Pay attention.
Yes.
You know.
Sure, why not?
Maybe you should contact this Robert D. Putnam and document a script with him, because this is what's happening. You know, the American Dreaming Crisis. Okay, let's just break down the American dream, shall we?
Yeah, let's.
You know, let's open with a cornfield, build a surplus auto mechanics plant, and then train a bunch of Harvard graduates to ruin said plant that provides many low-income jobs to people who want to be in the middle class. American dream. Right. Then, let's take this, the American Dreaming Crisis. Well, let's think of something, okay? The clothes we wear, the stuff we do, the technology we manage, where is it all done?
It is
done here.
No. Mm-mm.
It's done overseas.
Yep. Yep, it is.
That is why we have to bring it back here.
Right
even
about
frickin'
that.
Levi's. Even frickin' Levi's doesn't have an American plant anymore. You know, they may be based in San Francisco or New York or the UK, but they have no American plants anymore.
Which makes things a bit harder for
now,
those
you know,
who want to
even
work.
Those, right, even those among those young people who graduate who are poorly prepared for college and increasingly demand workforce. Well, yeah, they tend to drop out of college, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, fact. You know, we must stay the course in coming years so that students graduate high school from time on time and those who graduate are well prepared for further education in a competitive economy and workplace.
It's like, ding, 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 yeah, have a winner.
Ding, 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 ding.
Chicken dinner, we have a winner.
What,
and let us be accountable as individuals and individuals in education, institutions, and nation to create the conditions on which, under which all children have a real chance in a bright future.
That's a winner, winner, chicken dinner right there.
Yeah. But then
yeah.
If you want to check out this report, go to www.gradnation.org and we'll have, or, you know, we'll have something on our Facebook tonight. But it does say, driver number one, low-income students. Driver number two, minority students. Driver number three, students with disabilities. Driver number four, big cities and big districts. I'm surprised nobody's reading this. You know,
yeah,
number one, big states. Driver number five, big states. And driver number six, oh, yeah, the national picture. So there are five states, right?
Yeah,
one, like, there are two figures, okay? You have 80 to 90% that graduate on time. You know, 70, this is all, notice, this is all people with minorities, all people with disabilities, all people who, you know, they make the diagrams look like something out of Carnival.
Yeah, and that's not cool.
That's not cool.
Sad.
You know,
that's
but
sad.
Then even worse in this report, they then aggregate every state in the union as to percentage points of what the percentage of people in New Mexico, people in Nevada, people in New York, people in New Hampshire, North Dakota, Iowa, you know. I mean, they split this all up. And then they say, here's a national approach of what we should do. Push the low-income students to achieve better English. Okay. Fine. Great. English as a second language. We're rooting for you. But the funnier thing is that, you know, you're saying, you know, it all then suddenly decides to become the parents' idea to then kick the children into higher gear because of this report.
Oh.
Not that I'm saying that's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Okay. What is a bad thing is that they're not telling you the full picture.
Yeah.
The full picture is that all the white people in this world, right, or in the States, right, are saying, we're fine, right? It's you that's the problem. And even if you are white, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Cuban, just end up white, you know, it sucks for you. But it sucks even more for the minorities. And they consider us special people who are SPEDs or SPECs or autism spectrum or Asperger's or whatever, right, okay, a minority. Do you have anything to say on this, Allison?
I feel like this is a disservice to so many people out there where you're trying to hinder so many groups of people. You're going to enable people because, oh yes, you can and you will? How about no?
You can and you will, and by this, you can and you will, and by this site or this report, that will not change.
Change in a negative way.
Change in a negative way that promotes not positive change, but change in a way that is rather insane.
Yeah.
You know, that is, that's insane. That's, it doesn't help anybody. Is what we're
saying. No, it doesn't.
And it's 10:56. Where's the time gone? Jesus. Where's the time gone? We are off tomorrow. We will have a repeat of last week's show with Christine, hopefully one of those. And we will be back Wednesday. We are off then until after Memorial Day, at least, I think. So we will be back We'll be back on the 26th.
Or 27th.
Practically, or the 27th, after tomorrow. Or after Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So, we won't see you then, until then. But, we will then, you know, we will then keep you posted as per our like page on Facebook on what's happening. And we will do that, and as we're getting summer going, we will be on twice a week, and we wish you guys the best summer of the best
twice,
summer yet.
Maybe three times a week if we have some interviews planned, then you'll get the special edition of Science.
Right.
Which
and
we have some variant, we're planning things, so guys stay tuned, and we'll be seeing you.
We'll see you on Wednesday.
All right.
Yes.
Tonight.
Bye.
Hey,
buddy. Bye.
It's Flo, and this is my impression of a traveling lounge singer.
And we're going up the airport escalator. Hey, where are you from?
Ha ha, no response. Classic. Got in an accident, so you gotta take a cab, huh? No cabs at Progressive Service Centers. They got rental cars on site, which is out of sight, you know?
Progressive takes the hassle out of claims. Just drop your car off at one of our service centers, and we'll manage the rest.
Here's a little number I like to call. Waiting for the shuttle bus.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Service centers not available in all areas. You have a choice of repair facilities.